This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
BJ, and I would like to welcome you to our show, Just Stuff. This show is about ordinary people just like you, just like me, combining our efforts in a positive way to make our community better, one day at a time, through conversation, encouragement, resources, empowerment, and just plain talk. Remember, you are the best part of this show. Hello, everybody. This is VJ with Just Stuff. Today, my guest is Tamika Brown. The death of a child at any age is tragic because a mother never expects to bury her child. When the tragedy is done by the hands of another, it is devastating. I can't even imagine what that feels like. This type of tragedy happened to my guest, Tamika Brown. Her daughter's life was taken by the hands of another. She was murdered. And I'm being explicit about that because that's what happened. She and her friend were murdered February the 7th, the day before Ashley's birthday. Ashley Morty is the name of the young lady, and her friend Destiny Compton. They are the ones that were murdered February the 7th on Culpeper Road. I don't know if the audience remembers that incident. And I will allow her to tell her story in her own way and what she plans to do to keep her daughter's memory alive. I know that it is only by the grace of God that she is able to tell this story. Nikki. Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. On February the 7th, my daughter, Ashley Morty, and her best friend, Destiny Compton, was murdered by my daughter's ex-boyfriend, Keron Nicholson, all because she didn't want him anymore. So my baby went through abuse that she wouldn't talk about with me. She held it back no matter what I asked her, is he putting his hands on you? It was always no. She hid it. Her friends hid it. So now I decided to do a seminar called Love Don't Hurt, Let's Stand Together, because I want to help somebody else so another parent won't have to feel this pain, or a young lady or a man, because men go through abuse too, won't have to go through this. They got to know love don't hurt. And the reason why I'm doing it in a church setting, because I want them to know that you need God. You need God to get out of any situation.
Amen.
And you gotta have him first in everything you do. So that tragic that happened, my baby would have been 20 on February the 8th. Her life was taken by an ungrateful person with no heart, with no love, that just murdered her and her best friend. It's a painful feeling. Every day I have to get up and try to live without seeing my baby, without hearing her say, Mom, I love you. I have to watch my two boys struggle every day with the hurt. But my seminar that I'm doing, I want to be able to, especially for parents, because as I study up on abuse, I noticed things that this young man had that as a mother, I didn't even recognize myself. So I want parents to be able to know, you know, if you recognize this in your children's significant other, you'll know how to better warn them. And I want them to know from the Family Justice Center that there is help that you can go through, that you don't have to let anybody know that you're going to get this help. I just want people to understand this. I have great speakers that's going to be out and that's going to speak. I really want this to be, you know, an event to where I can do every year. My speakers that I have is Lakeitha Bell, John Perry, Stephanie Ford, and the Family Life Justice Center will be there also. So I appreciate it, ma'am. Oh, and it's gonna be Pastor Persons, New Hope Baptist Church, 2160 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. I just want, you know, this pain, sometimes it's indescribable because one minute I'm happy, the next minute I'm down, and watching my boys, you know, depression for 11-year-old and my 18-year-old is horrible. I don't want no one else to have to feel this, and I want the young people to understand that you don't have to go through this by yourself. You don't have to hide from nobody and hide your pain. Tell someone. And I want friends to understand keeping your friends secret is not a good thing. You would rather have them mad at you, but they're still here, than versus you want to keep it and then they're no longer here because that person that took their lives. You know, it's a lot that's going on, and I just thank God because God has been with me since this happened. You know, like I say, some days I feel like I'm losing my mind. Some days I feel like I'm not going to make it. But then I have to remember God telling me, be still and know that I am God. And, you know, I have to, you know, say these. I say that verse and I say, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, lean not to thy own understanding. I repeat these two verses to myself every day because those verses give me strength. You know, and I know I got Pastor Lott's church family, they're praying for me. I got pastors all over Alexandria that's praying for me. People are just praying, and I know I got a praying family. So, but I would love to reach someone. I want to reach someone. I want to save somebody's life, you know.
So what were, excuse me, what were some of the signs that you saw in your daughter that made you know something was wrong? Because as I said before, mothers know,
yes, ma'am.
You know, we may not be able to put our finger on what's happening, but we know when something is wrong, when something is different with our children. So what were some of the signs that you saw and maybe some of the signs that you brought to her attention? And was she in denial? Did she deny the signs when you brought them to her attention? Or what happened with that?
Ashley was a chipper person, very happy. I noticed she started sleeping more. Mm-hmm. And that sign of being depressed, something's bothering you.
Mm-hmm.
She will always wear long sleeve shirts.
And that was probably to hide bruises.
And probably so. And it's just, you know, she wasn't herself. I mean, she wasn't the happy, chipper child that I raised. She was just, most of the time, sad. She'll put on the fake smile, and you know, as a mother, like you said, we know when something's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I would ask her, you know, if something's going on, and she would say, no ma'am, nothing's going on, I'm good. But I knew something wasn't right. I knew something wasn't right, and I just immediately start praying for her.
Mm-hmm.
Praying for her and asking God to just help her get through this situation or whatever's bothering her. So she wasn't herself. She was just staying mostly to herself.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't, you know, put on, you can tell when your child's being fake.
Right.
Or when they're putting on.
Right.
And I noticed that sometimes, and she just wasn't my Ashley.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she had a lot of stuff that she experienced before, you know, the loss of my mother. And I knew it. She'll sometimes say that. It's just, I'm missing grandma, or I'm missing this. And I was like, okay, mm-hmm. Renee. But, you know, it's different signs that you will notice in you, especially if you know your child, you will know something was wrong. But she denied it.
Mm-hmm.
She denied any fact that something was going on.
Well, did you ever get a chance to talk to the young man to find out from him?
I did. I tried to ask him. Oh, I would never do that. I love her. And that's some of the stuff he would say. I love her. I love y'all. I'll never hurt her. But, you know.
And all the time.
He was hurting my baby. So that's another reason why I want this seminar. And along with this seminar, I have two young ladies who's going to give their testimonials
mm-hmm.
because they was in abusive relationships. And
mm-hmm.
they're going to give their testimonials of, you know, what they went through, what they signs that they, you know, why they hid it and what brought them out.
Mm-hmm.
So I just, you know, I want to make this a yearly event. So, you know, because it's not going to stop here. Domestic violence is big all over the world.
It is.
And it shouldn't have to end like this.
Right.
You know, it shouldn't have to, you shouldn't have to worry about your children like this. And then I wasn't supposed to bury my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And the same as Destiny family, they wasn't supposed to bury her.
Mm-hmm.
Those girls were supposed to be burying us,
mm-hmm.
not us burying them.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just, you know, I want to help. I don't want Destiny or Ashley's death to ever be in vain.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want it to go unnoticed. I want somebody's life to be changed by
mm-hmm.
this.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's life to be touched. And they can wake up and say, hey, I don't have to go through this.
Mm-hmm.
There is help.
Right.
There is help. But I also want them to know that Jesus is going to get you through this. Jesus is going to show you the way. You got to keep your faith. You got to stay, because being in an abusive relationship, it takes everything away from what
Absolutely.
I read. It takes everything away from you.
Absolutely.
Your faith, your self-love, it takes everything away. So you're going to need God, first of all, to get through anything. And that's why I'm pushing for this seminar. That's why I want it to go public. I want people to come out with your kids. Bring your kids, bring your teenagers, because they need to know. I want young men and women, because girls abuse guys too. If you don't love that person, leave. And if they don't love you, leave.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to stay in something where you're not wanted. You don't have to ever go through this. And if you got people that love you, talk to someone.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to necessarily talk to your parent, but there is somebody out there that you can talk to
mm-hmm.
and let them know what's going on. And the Family Justice Center, they're going to be bringing out information of how you can contact them if you want to get out of that situation. It's so many things that I just learned about this year
mm-hmm.
that I was like, I could have got my daughter from here. I could have took out that situation, but I didn't even know this stuff existed until after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want another mother or father to go through that, because it's a hurtful feeling.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bad feeling. I was crying this morning uncontrollably. I've been up since 3:30 this morning. I've been crying all morning because I miss my baby.
Mm-hmm.
I miss Destiny, because Destiny would text me and we would talk. I miss my girls.
Mm-hmm.
I miss them both. You know, it's a painful feeling that you would have to go through something like that. And just to imagine that someone would take your life because you don't want them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Absolutely. Well, what happened that day? What time of the day was it, or night?
12:30 on the stand at 12:30 that morning when I found out.
So what happened? They had gone out on a date or?
No, ma'am. I really can't discuss, you know, part too much, but they, the girls was at home. They was at Destiny's house getting ready for bed.
Oh, I got
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. And the thing about it, too, you can't make anybody love you.
No, ma'am.
You cannot make anybody love you.
Mm-mm.
And we, as women, have to set standards in our lives.
Right.
The things we will accept and the things that we will not accept from, you know, the opposite sex.
Right.
We have to set standards. We have to set priorities. We have to be good to ourselves. We have to love ourselves and know that we are worthwhile. We're worth something. And we're not... We won't accept being trampled on by someone else and their foolishness. But, you know, that comes from the inside of us. And, you know, and it's okay to be alone sometime until God sends you the person that's supposed to be in your life.
Right.
And we have to value ourselves and know that we are somebody and know that we deserve the best.
Right.
Of what life has to offer. And it's just so tragic that some young women and men don't value themselves enough to know that they are worthwhile.
Right.
And they get lost with these people that make them feel good but have ulterior motives.
Right.
And that's just a tragic thing. And so many times it ends up like this, and they get in a relationship and then they're afraid to leave and they confuse love with whatever.
Yes.
I don't know, but you know, to know what real love is, and like you said, to know that love does not hurt. Love doesn't put you in the hospital. Love doesn't make you feel bad about yourself. Love doesn't put you down as a person.
Right.
Love doesn't do that. Love values you. Love cherishes you. Love wants the best for you. And, you know, love wants to show you off to other people because they're so proud of you. And, but love doesn't hurt. It doesn't put you in the hospital. All of these things that we see that happens to some young girls. Some young women and some older women too, you know, it's just it's just so tragic what happened to your daughter and her friend, and you know, it has happened before to so many others that we don't even know about. But I'm very proud of you that you're taking this tragedy and taking it to another level so somebody can benefit from what happened to your daughter and her friend, Destiny Compton. You're taking it to another level that will maybe change somebody else's life.
Yes,
some
ma'am.
Other young person change their life and help them to realize how important it is to get away, get out of these abusive relationships.
Yes, ma'am.
That is not love. That is not love.
It drains you. It drains everything from you. And I know some parents probably thinking, well, I tell my children, or I tell them every day how beautiful they are. I told my daughter every day how beautiful she was.
But she has to feel that beautiful.
Yes, ma'am. They got to feel it for themselves. And when you got somebody in your ear making you feel like you're not worth it, you know, I study up on it now, because I even have a Facebook group called Love Don't Hurt that I post in. And when I'm studying up on some of the stuff, the signs, you know, you see, now I'm like, Lord, I done seen some of this, but I didn't even recognize as a mother. Mm-hmm. I didn't even recognize some of the signs this young man had.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm reading up on it and studying on it. I'm like, Lord.
Now you know that you've seen
it. Yes. And so I want other parents, before it's too late.
Absolutely.
To know what these signs are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's no matter how much we tell our kids how handsome you are, how beautiful you are, if they don't feel it and you got this other person with this other energy in their ear making them feel like they're not worth it, because mm-hmm. my daughter was a straight A student, graduated top of her class from Peabody High, beautiful, had her whole life ahead of her.
Mm-hmm.
And this young man just drained her, and then after she didn't want him no more,
mm-hmm.
took her life and mm-hmm. her best friend.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's we, the family, my children, my boys, we're suffering.
Mm-hmm.
We're hurt. You know, and it's crazy. You know, that's what I want to change.
Mm-hmm.
I want parents to sit down and, you know, it's a good idea to even sit down with your kids and talk about abuse.
Oh,
and
yes.
just tell them the signs they see.
Oh, yeah.
Because I talked to a young lady that stay across from me, a little 21-year-old girl. I talked to her the other day, and I was telling her, you know, the signs to look for.
Mm-hmm.
And if they telling you they love you, but they showing you different,
mm-hmm.
it's time to walk away. Because there's nothing wrong with being by yourself, like you said.
Nope.
There's nothing wrong with loving yourself. And I tell my son now, before you try to get into a relationship, ask God to show you. Send you someone.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when I'm learning, either because I'm single, when I'm learning as myself, you know, Lord, a woman not supposed to go looking after a man supposed to find mm-hmm. a woman. So, mm-hmm. young people, ask God. Ladies, ask God to send you that right man.
But we don't want to take the time to wait.
Right.
So a lot of times we make wrong decisions, wrong choices.
Yes,
because,
ma'am.
You know, some females, you know, I can't speak for all females, but some females feel like they have to have a man,
right?
And they will accept almost anything just to say, I have a man.
Right.
And that's just not, that just won't get it.
No, ma'am.
It won't. That's not living, that's existing. And, you know, I'm really proud of you for what you're doing.
Thank you.
And all of the good things that are going to come out of this. And, you know, you have my full support.
Thank you.
And, you know, just keep doing what you're doing. Keep relying on God like you are, and God will certainly get you through this. I'm not going to say that it's going to be easy.
Yes, ma'am.
But I'm going to say that He surely will get you through this. Thank you so much for being with us today.
You're welcome.
We lift our hands in the sanctuary. God knew us a long time ago. He loved us enough to allow us to be born. He loved us enough to allow Jesus to come. Jesus loved us enough to die for us. It would be a disservice to Jesus not to love ourselves after all he went through for me and you. God elevated us by loving us. Jesus elevated us by dying for us. The Holy Spirit elevates us by living inside of us. Keep God first and be your best self. Don't give negative words from others power over you. Let God change you from a caterpillar into a butterfly. Just a reminder, the best is yet to come.
My contact information has changed. My email address is Rosie H, R-O-S-E-Y-H, 615@gmail.com. My telephone